Well, good morning, everyone. Before you get comfortable, let's stand back up and let's stand over here because I want to talk to you about something. So let's come over here. Cooper, come on over here. Join the ladies. It's us two guys against the girls, but I want you to look that way. Don't look at me. Don't look at them. Look that way. So there's many things in this life that we like to do, right? How about swimming? Do you all, four of you, like to swim? Are you good swimmers? You're not a good swimmer? So dad needs to throw you in a pond and teach you how to swim, does he?
Well, the water gets in my mouth.
Yeah, the water will get in your mouth, but guess what? You'll also go under, right? And that teaches us something, Cooper, and it teaches all of us. We all like to swim. We could do that, and we can even float on the water. But unlike Cooper, who can't swim, if we can't swim, what happens? We go sink. We go under. That teaches us that we can't walk on water, can we? Cooper, can you walk on water?
No.
Nope. Nope. Cooper's telling the truth. None of us can walk on water, and especially everyone looking at us right now, and especially me. Some people think just because I wear this, that I walk on water. Not true, because I'm a sinner just like all of you. So there's only one man who's ever walked on water, and Peter, for a moment. When he trusted God, he walked on water. But that doesn't always apply to us. Just because Peter walked on water, does that mean, Cooper, that you can go up here to the pond and walk across the pond?
I can float if I have a floaty.
You have a floaty. You could float across. That's true. But you can't walk on the water, can you? Nope. Again, Cooper telling us the truth. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Good. You will sink just like Peter. That's right. But there's something that Jesus did do. Now, you all can have a seat over here now. There is something that Jesus did do that we can all do. Jesus did something very, very important for us. Well, he walked on the water to show us that he is God. But also, Jesus did this. What does this picture show us? What's Jesus doing here? He's praying. Yeah, Jesus is praying. This is something that Jesus did. And guess what? We can too. Jesus did that. We can't do that. But Jesus did this and we can do that. The problem is too many people think they can do this and they don't do this. That's the problem. Too many people are too arrogant nowadays to turn to the Lord in prayer because they think they can walk on water. But they can't walk on water, can they? That's how you do it, right? That's how you do it. I like your fingernails, by the way. I need to talk to Mom and Dad anyway. So, too many people forget about prayer, and they think they can walk on water. And what happens? People begin to realize that they can't walk on water because they're not praying. James tells us we do not have because we do not pray. So, with all these troubles in our life, and all of you have troubles, I know you do. You're getting ready to go back to school. And I'm sure there's someone at school that you just don't want to have to deal with. Hopefully it's not your teacher. But prayer. Prayer is very important. So Jesus teaches us today that it's important to pray. And we pray to our Father, we pray to our Jesus. And we ask Him to be with us, to protect us, to guard and to guide us, and to be with us in all that we do in this life. And that's what Jesus is doing. He always prayed to His Father. And from His Father, He received strength. And when we pray to our Father, we also receive strength. Because Jesus will keep His promise. Jesus told us that He'll never leave us or never forsake us. And that's true. So remember in this life, we will have many troubles. Remember in this life, you can't walk on water. Remember in this life, you can pray. And therefore, that's the encouragement today for all of us to pray, and always give thanks. For the Lord is with us, and when the Lord is with us, there's no reason, never a reason, to be afraid. Let's close with a word of prayer. Okay, Cooper, show us how we pray. You ready? There we go. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for teaching us today that we cannot walk on water because we are not God, even though we may think that we are. But Lord, you rebuke us and you tell us that we are not God, and therefore we are to do as you did, turn to your Father in prayer. And in prayer, Lord, you keep your promise that you will be with us and that you will speak to us in our prayers, and you will show us the way that we are to go. Lord, we pray that you be with these young people here gathered, and that you continue to bless them and their families. And we pray, Lord, you continue to bless and guard and guide our families here in this congregation. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us. And in your holy name we pray. And the children said,